Psukim bring, at the end of Vayeshev, it talks about the famous Maisa with the Sarmashkim. Sarmashkim was saved after the dream being interpreted by Yosef Hatzadik, and at the end of the story, Yosef went ahead and asked the Sarmashkim, please do me a favor, keep me in mind, Kim Shchatani Yitoch, right, please remember me, and remember me to Paro. Tell him what a great guy I am. Help me get out of this dungeon. The pasuk says, he did not remember. He forgot him. The whole pasuk over there is punished for putting too much betochen. Different shayla. The Midrash Rab over here in Vayeshev says, every day, so the sarmashkim used to go ahead and make conditions. It seems to make plans what to do for that day and what to get involved in. The Malch came and, I guess, messed up the plans. He couldn't do it. That's what it means. The Kosher Ksharim used to tie up knots. I think what that means, not clear what that means. The Mepharshim say different things, but I think what that means is that, according to Rashi, we'll see in a minute, but he was Kosher Ksharim. He used to, people have a tendency, a minig, to go ahead and you want to remember something, you put the you tie a string around your finger or someplace, you tie a string on your wallet, you know, to remind you. So he was kosher ksharim to do those tanoim, I think it means, right, to do those different things to make sure you should keep on doing it. It's not clear what that means. Maybe just not be busy with kosher ksharim, whatever it means. Mahba matiran, he used to take it away, so you shouldn't do those things. Basically, there was a back and forth here. And Rashi explains what that means. Mahogas Mepharshim, what that means. But basically, it's two opposite pshatim. Rashi says it means kol yom hayamasne tenoim. So you omer kach v'kach esse. I'll do a certain thing. I'll keep on doing. I'll get involved in the business. The kosher kasharim. They shet torid. Why was he doing this? He wants to be involved all day in different things to make sure he's very busy. Why? Kadesh shet torid. He should be busy. Shol haskers Yosef. So you shouldn't mention Yosef to Paro. It's basically, it sounds like Rashi's saying, he didn't want, his plan was, he said, listen, I don't want to say this Jew, I don't want to say this Yosef, so I'm going to make sure I'm very busy. They share Torah. He should be busy, so he shouldn't have to mention it. I can't mention it to Paro, I'm too busy. And the Malach was trying to thwart his plans and make him not so busy. That's what Pasha seems to be. So both just think about it. Hagav Asmacha. So he was, for whatever reason why, he didn't want to help out Yosef. He didn't want to talk about Yosef to Paro. So very nice. So you don't talk about Yosef. So just don't talk about Yosef. Now you go ahead and, you know, I make a decision. I have no boss. Yosef's not my boss. I don't have to answer to Yosef. You know, Yosef's in jail. If I just, you know, do nothing all day long, and I say, I'm not going to go ahead and tell Paro back, I don't want to save Yosef from the bar, for whatever reason why, that should be sufficient. Why was it necessary to go ahead and to get involved in all types of business, all types of plans, do everything in the world to make sure I'm so busy, I have no time. I mean, you don't want to do it, you don't do it. Plenty of people do nothing, and they don't do anything. So he could have done nothing, not been busy, do his regular job, whatever it was, not to be excessively busy. Half time to go take care of Yosef to Paro, but not do it, because I don't want to do it. What's the problem? So it seems, and I think I saw this years ago by someone, I don't know who it was, and I think Pshat it seems to be because he couldn't do that. He couldn't live with himself. Because if he would go ahead and have time on his hands to go ahead and fulfill the request of Yosef, so how could I not do it? Yosef did help him. He saved his life, you know, or he helped him in the dungeon first. He was in charge of them, helped him out, helped him with the dream, you know, interpret the dream, and he told him the good news, and it was fulfilled. I don't know if I can say he saved his life, but he helped him. He guided him and told him what was happening, and it was great news. He owed Yosef. Akar Satov, right? He was so good to me all the time, that year or two, whatever it was in the bar, he was very helpful to me. It was a year, I think, 10, 12 months. So whatever time was, he was very good to him. So I'm not going to tov to him. If I had the time to help him out and to help him in such a situation where he's mamish in the board, he's rotting in the board, doing nothing in a terrible situation, how can I not help him? And if I had the time to do it, so if either he'll be forced to do it, it's not clear if he'll be forced, he'll have a guilty conscience, but he couldn't live in himself. He'll feel so guilty, he'll either just, he couldn't handle the guilt, or Pshadis even invites him, he'll have to do it. He'll feel, he'll do it, because I can't not do it. What's my excuse? There's, forget about, no boss, there's no one in charge, no one's watching. It's just him and himself. He himself and himself. That's all it was. There was no, he wasn't afraid of Hashem. He wasn't afraid of Yosef. He wasn't afraid of the king. No one's going to hurt him. No problem. But Pshat is, I can't go ahead and have time to help him. And I know I should help him. And I'm not going to help him. How can I do that? It's a tremendous Chiddush HaBosa. I guess I can't call it the Pintel Yid, right? Because he wasn't a Yid. But that Pintel person, right? The Pintel of Selim Okim, the biggest Russia. He doesn't want to help. He's not, he doesn't want any Makato. And he owes Yosef. He has some reason. We have some Nagia, some Cheshman, whatever it was. I think I saw someone said something. Maybe he was afraid he'd take his job, that Yosef would be free, take his Armat. I don't know. I'm not sure. But whatever it was, there was some reason, reason X, why he didn't want to go ahead and have Yosef go free. He's a Russia Marusha, right? But that person, there's such that spark, that strength of character of to do what's right, to do Pimakato, someone helps me. I have to help him out. I can't just sit here and do nothing. So you have to manufacture, go. I'm like, who's he trying to deceive? So let's say now, what happens now? He goes ahead and he makes himself all busy. Hey, I can't do it. I'm too busy. Come on, you can stop doing that. And do it. What? There's no boy. It's not like someone's hiring you. It's not like you have to do it. But it helps. It helps massage. It helps him deal with this situation. At least maybe he won't go then. I'm busy. I'm not going. But okay, stop doing it. No, but I'm busy. So it's like a rationalization. It's like it makes it, enables him to go ahead and not to feel what his neshama tells me he has to do. Both, that's the koach that we have, alach kama kama, the Yiddish neshama. The Yiddish Pintel Yid is much stronger than the Goyish one. That neshama that we have, imbued by Taras Alev and Torah and Ruchnius and Gutzkeit and purity of heart, is so powerful on both sides. So we have that. We can capitalize on it and recognize that. You know, if I have so much there, if I take it and run with it and utilize it, you know, the whole idea of Godless Adam is a person should recognize that I have so much potential. If I work, if a guy thinks, I'll never pass test anyway, so why should I work? I'm not going to work so hard. But if a guy knows that he has such potential, so work and pursue that potential. So if we recognize and appreciate how much good we have, whether it's a chesed, whether it's emes, whether it's a avas, avas reyim, whatever it might be, or even learning Torah, a person recognize how much purity he has in his nefesh, wants all these different wonderful, beautiful things, it'll help us all pursue a life of Torah mitzvahs. The pasuk earlier talks about here we are, okay, right. So Yosef was he lived by his father. Ha'yirah Batsoni was a shepherd. Bunaris Menevilas Menevilas Menevilas. He was a young man with the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. And he brought the Dibasam Ra'aviha. That was the beginning of the end, so to speak. That was the beginning of his downfall, that he said Lashnari, spoke bad things about his brethren to his father. Says the Sfarna, what does it mean, Bunar? He was a young man. The reason why, what's the person not just telling you how old he was, already said he was 17 years old. What's the Chiddush Hunar? That's Hunar means he was a young man, he was a young person. And because of that, Chata, Lohavi Dibas Achiv, because of that he sinned, that caused his Naris, caused him to go ahead and sin, to bring the Dibas Amra Raviham. Why? Kiro Nisa, Lohavis Bonein Rachris Dover. Because he didn't try it out, so to speak. Because I think it means he wasn't experienced. He never did it. Never happened to him. He never went through the experience. Lois Bonein, he didn't think what's going to be down the road. He wasn't Roas and Olat. He didn't see what's going to happen. Afal Pishoya Oz Maskamot. He was a very, very smart individual. Very smart. His IQ was way up above the charts. Pishoya Achakach Moro Lizikne Ador. To such degree, I think he means Nachvaita. Not just a smart guy, but he was Lamaisa, he was the Godra Ador, he was the person on top of the Gedolim. He was the Rebbe for the Zikne Ador. It sounds like it means at a later time, maybe not now, but you see how much potential and how much who he was. He was a stark intellect and a solid, a smart person. So Pshat is because he wasn't two things. He wasn't Nisa, he never had experience. Because Bonein, Achris Dover, he didn't think about what's going to be down the road. So Pshat is just, you know, so on one hand, I guess, It's, you know, we shouldn't get to our heads. I wonder, we have such godliness within us, we have such potential to go ahead and accomplish a lot and be such a good person, such a great person, and to be a Baal HaKaras HaTov, no matter who we are. But on the other hand, we have to be careful, we have to remember, right? And Rabbi Osa, I'm not giving musr. It's not a musr. It's not a tochacha shmuz. It's just we have to realize that there's such a thing, Rabbi Osa, as not just chachma, but experience it. So I'll say, Ezel chachma or sanolad. What does that mean? You have to see the future. Okay, so I'll see the future. I'll look in. I'm a smart guy. Right? You tell a 10-year-old guy, he's a child prodigy, he's brilliant and all that. He knows half a shas already, and he's a smart guy. So you tell him, well, it says in Pirkei Avos, we roll us on all that. You have to look into the future. You're not so smart, just like you. Okay, so I'm a smart guy. I look into the future. I'll see what happens. I'll figure it out. If I do this, this will happen. If I do this, that'll happen. It doesn't work that way on both sides. It requires experience. It requires a degree of maturity, so to speak. Not in terms of maturity per se, but a mature perspective on life. It requires going through life, living through life. That's what enables a person to see. As a person could sit down, it wasn't lazy sound. It wasn't lazy if I didn't look at it, but he couldn't look at it. He can't be misbehaving. He can't figure out what's going to be. There's a limitation there. So as smart as he is, he cannot figure out what's going to happen because it's not totally in pure seichel. Seichel helps, no question about it. The guy has both. He's a smart man, and he's a person with experience, so it definitely helps. But just pure smarts and pure seichel, pure intellect is not what it takes to figure out what's going to happen. If I take this road, this will happen. If I take this road, because too many unclarities and too many probably negias, right? The person has negias. That's probably because the negias involved. So the person has negias, so he doesn't want to see what's going to happen. He has his own natias pushing him to see a certain way. So maybe if he was an adult or if he's an older person, went through a lot, so the clarity of mind is there because he sees. It's much harder for the negias to get in because he already, you know, I saw what happened. I saw this guy messed up over here, and he did good over here, and this led to this, this led to that. So combined with the experience, he used that seichel, he knows how to be mad at himself. But a guy who goes ahead and doesn't have that life experience, right, it's so much harder. And that's why we set such an emphasis, Rabbi Osai, on Mesorah. And unless you're sure that you have to change, you have to listen to your Rebbeim, there was a Yartzeit here last night to the Rebbe's Rebbe and the Rebbe's Rebbe's Rebbe, right? That Mesorah is there for a purpose because they are the people who lead us and guide us as opposed to just pure, listen, I'm a young guy, I have all technology on my hands, I have everything I need to figure things out, push the computer, get all the news and all the facts and everything's there and I'll figure it out. What's the big deal? I don't need the Gedolim for that. This is why we need Gedolim on both sides because with that experience, the smartest guy have all the information, the actual factual information on my fingertips, it will not come to the right conclusion because you can't be Ross and Olad by yourself. That requires the experience, the living through it, and seeing how things work, and that's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan, that there should be the elders to the next generation, that generation to the next generation. So we should be Zohar both with the tremendous Tara Sarev that we have, tremendous Midos Tovus that we have, naturally speaking, even the biggest Russia. That with the recognition of where to get it from, where to get guidance from, become big time Chacham.